Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving on this great day, especially in light of the topic we're looking at this week. Some of you may have been at your town or city's football game, the famous football games that happen every Thanksgiving. And this is a great topic for us to actually listen to on that day in that environment, and also for all the high school students who may be going to church on Sunday. This is also a great topic to listen to them, especially my first question. In the meantime, remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday, even on Thanksgiving, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And also, we are at your favorite podcast platforms. The buttons for many of them you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com, so check that out as well. And make sure you let other people know where we come from. We also come from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, where you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass this coming Sunday and every Sunday. So in the meantime, let us switch over to the next part of our interview with Jason Romano from SportsSpectrum.com. And I really think it's a needed witness today that people understand, oh, this athlete, by the way, goes to church. I wish we'd see more of that, but I think that is just such an important witness.
Yeah, it's interesting too. I've talked to, because there's a few athletes that are very big name people that I've talked to, and I said, how do you go to church on a Sunday morning and not be bombarded by people looking for autographs, looking to talk to them, take pictures? I said, because you want to go to church and just worship. And they said, it's hard, but it's also important for me to go. And most people, they said, respect the fact that I'm there in church for a reason, you know, for the same reason they are, to worship God and to have an experience with God and to worship with a fellowship of believers and other people. And I think when that happens, you start to see, I just think it's a good, I think it's a good witness anyways. You know, a lot of people say, well, I could believe in God and I can, you know, have a relationship with God or Jesus from my house. I don't need to go to church. And they're not wrong on that, but man, there's something about going to church and communing with a fellowship of believers and partaking in God's word, whether it's through worship or through, you know, the Bible or through the homily or through the, you know, the story or the sermon from the pastor, whatever it might be, there is just something about being together and worshiping God. And I just, you can't replicate that or duplicate that anywhere else, in my opinion. Even when you're home, you can spend that quiet time, but man, that witness in the church, and it's so powerful. I've heard it from athletes too, that when they get together with fellowship and with other believers, that something powerful happens. Now, they happen to be famous people or, you know, people who are in sports, and maybe some of that platform, you know, can kind of, I don't know, can give them a more difficult experience when they go to church. But they seem to believe, most of them, that being connected to a local church is highly vital to their spiritual growth.
I can see that, and I know, working with some of the bull riders too, their connection to the church, and I think that's also that God does call us as a community and calls us together, and it also speaks volumes to each other. Yes, we are here, we all recognize our need for God. I think that's a powerful witness.
Yeah, when we're together you know, I think, you know, through a lot of teams, they do this too. You know, teams, athletic teams have Bible studies. They have team chaplains and, you know, pastors, and almost every team in every sport, you name it, professional or college, has access to a pastor, to a priest, to somebody who can spiritually pour into them. And not every player on the team is taking advantage of these resources, but there are many. And when they come together, I've heard from many, you know, I think it's the Tennessee Titans right now have 15 or 20 guys that are attending their Bible study.
Really?
And it's not church, but for them, a lot of times it is.
Mm-hmm.
They have chapel services on Saturday night where 15 or 20 guys are going. That's mm-hmm. their church during a long football season.
Sure.
So there are, you know, ways to grow in your faith on your own, but these guys all agree, and in every other sport, I think it's the same case, that they need to get together as a body of believers too, and encourage each other and build each other up, like the Bible says. So I think that's a really important aspect too.
And people may not realize, and this is across the board on different types of venues, that you have someone who's on a team or whatever, and is looking for a church in wherever they are that weekend. I mean, that's a bit of a task for them if they don't have someone mm-hmm. who is that's what he helps them do.
Yeah, they don't have, I mean, if you're an NFL player, it's almost impossible to go to church from July until
really?
You know, February.
Wow.
It's really that's hard good. For them. So
wow.
because they play on Sundays or, yeah. you know, they're practicing on Sundays or whatever. There's occasionally where they have weeks off, you know, opportunities to get to their local church and to do that. But they don't get a lot of opportunity to do that. You know, NBA players, long season, right? Starts in October, sure. goes all the way to potentially June. You know, they don't have time often, unless they happen to be home and they happen to be off, that they can go to church. So mm-hmm. they need to be fed in other places. And I think that's why so many, especially in the sports world, that's why we love to tell the stories on Sports Spectrum. But that's why places like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Athletes in Action or any of these connected, you know, faith ministries in the sports world are so vital to helping these athletes, you know, grow in their faith, whether it's male or female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of a team like the Oklahoma University softball team, you know, Oklahoma Sooners down in Norman, Oklahoma. They are the best team in sports right now.
Wow.
When you look at it, Father Bob, because they were 59-3 last year. They won the national championship for the second year in a row. But that is a public school, Oklahoma University,
mm-hmm.
that is as faith-driven as you would ever imagine. Now, I know it's in the Bible Belt and it's in Oklahoma, but that whole team is led by their players who are all putting their faith out in front. Now, who helps those players? It's their team chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Roberts is her name. And so Sarah will pour into these players and do Bible studies with them, gather with them one-on-one, have them gather together as a team during, you know, chapel service and help them grow spiritually. So yeah, maybe they can't get to a church on a Sunday morning. Sometimes they can, but they can be together and they can be growing in their faith. And it's so vital that these pastors, these priests, these chaplains all understand how important their role is to be able to help those who can't necessarily go to church, but to cultivate some sort of atmosphere where it feels like you're doing what a church service would be doing, which is pouring into us and being able to help us grow in our faith alongside other people at the same time.
Mm. Are you familiar with the PBR Head Cowboy Church? I don't know if you were aware of that.
I'm not. I've talked to a couple people from PBR. In fact, I think I talked to the president or the owner a few years back, but I'm not familiar with it. Tell me more about it.
Well, it happens, I believe it's either Saturday or Sunday morning. I think it's Sunday morning. And it's a worship session for the writers, but also for the fans. So
interesting.
It's a way that they reach out. I don't know if they still do it, but they were doing it at the time. And of course, you know, granted, I may be from New England, but you only had to say cowboy church to me once. And I said, I definitely have to check this out.
Well, it's funny. You know who does that is the Kansas City Chiefs in the
really?
NFL are one of the few teams that offer a service outside of the stadium when they have a home game for people to attend, especially because, you know, the fans might be missing church mm-hmm. to go to a football game, right?
Wow.
Which happens a lot. Well, the Chiefs offer a service that's done outside in front of the stadium for the fans to go to.
Wow.
I'm assuming players are invited too, but I think the players have their own personal, you know, chapel service that they attend. But
mm-hmm.
they offer it for fans. And I thought, wow, that's fantastic to think
yeah.
about being able to understand, listen, there's going to be people who come to our games today that can't go to church. Let's bring a church to them, which is really neat. You know who else does that is the United States softball team and many of the professional softball players that we've gotten to know. They have a thing called Church on the Dirt, which is literally taking church to these travel softball leagues, especially for younger kids who are really serious about softball, right? And so they travel all across the region that they're in. They have that here in Connecticut, where I live in the Northeast. But these people who are doing Church on the Dirt bring the church service, and it's like a 25-minute gathering to anybody who wants to go, and they bring it to the softball diamond. So it allows these kids who can't normally go to church because they're so involved with their sport not to let their spiritual well-being fade away, and then bring church right to the softball field. So there's a few people that are doing things like that.
We're going to have more from Jason Romano tomorrow. It'll be our final part, and he's also at Jason Romano on Twitter. SportsSpectrum.com is his organization. Have yourself a blessed Thanksgiving. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452. That's 617-297-7452. 617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.